Good morning, everyone. Today's lecture is a topic that affects all of us: weather forecasting. Humans have tried to predict weather for millennia, but only in the last couple of decades have we been able to predict weather with any accuracy. Thanks to more sophisticated computer models, stronger understanding of mathematical theories, and a growing volume of statistical data, meteorologists can now predict weather several days in advance. This can be especially important when understanding the trajectory of typhoons or other powerful weather patterns. The first people who tried to predict the weather were Babylonian priests, who based their predictions on cloud formations and astrological information. In 340 BC, Aristotle wrote about weather patterns in Meteorologica, and this is where we get the modern term meteorology. Philosophers and scientists from India, China, and the Middle East continued to predict weather in the following centuries. However, none of them improved on the Babylonian idea of using readily observable information, such as cloud formations, lunar cycles, or the movement of wind. Weather is a global event, and one of the great obstacles for weather prediction is having accurate data from far away. Until the telegraph was invented in 1835, information couldn't move faster than weather, so any predictions being made were no better than those in ancient Babylon. As the telegraph became more popular, a kind of prediction became possible, mainly that if there was a weather event, say 100 miles away, information could be relayed to towns further away. Those telegraph predictions were still not very useful, and it would take two British men, Francis Beaufort and his protege, Robert Fitzroy, to provide the critical instruments necessary to collect proper weather data. Beaufort, an officer in the British Navy, is known for developing the first of these, the wind force scale, which empirically measured the relationship between wind speed and weather conditions. If any of you are studying New Zealand history, you probably already know that Robert Fitzroy was the captain of the HMS Beagle and the governor of New Zealand from 1843 to 1845. But he also invented the barometer, which measures atmospheric pressure. This was the second important invention in predicting weather. In the early 20th century, mathematicians proposed that with sufficient data, accurate weather predictions could be achieved. However, computers had not yet been invented, and human beings were not able to quickly and accurately analyze the necessary amount of data for a reliable forecast. In 1950, the mathematician John von Neumann became the first scientist to perform a computerized weather forecast. His program was capable of making 5,000 calculations per second, but his predictions were no more accurate than a random guess. If a butterfly flaps its wings in Brazil, it could result in a tornado across the world. You might have heard a similar description of what's called the butterfly effect, which is used to describe chaos theory. This is one of the reasons weather prediction is so difficult. The Earth's atmosphere is a dynamic system, meaning it is very sensitive to conditions, and the initial conditions of a dynamic system influence its future behavior. Thousands upon thousands of tiny factors, such as a butterfly flapping its wings, can contribute to changes in atmospheric conditions. Forecasters at this point knew they needed to account for chaos theory, but computers still weren't fast enough to analyze the amount of information needed to create an accurate forecasting model. In fact, in the 1970s, when chaos theory was identified as an important factor in weather predictions, forecasters were still missing the high temperature by over 2 degrees on average when trying to predict it 3 days in advance. However, with the advent of supercomputers, meteorologists were able to create programs that could handle massive amounts of data. Prediction failures are now half of what they were in the 70s, and today a 3-day prediction will be off by less than 1 degree on average. It is not just temperature that forecasters have gotten much better at. Predicting typhoons has become much more accurate. In the 1970s, if a forecaster attempted to predict landfall of a typhoon 3 days in advance, she would miss by an average of 560 kilometers. Today, the accuracy has been refined so that a 3-day prediction will only miss by 160 kilometers. This has been a great help for governments deciding which coastal regions should be evacuated. Meteorology has come a long way since the astrologers of Babylonia. Advances in communication and measuring equipment, along with powerful new computers, have helped make predictions much more accurate. Although weather predictions are still not as accurate as they could be, the rate of success has slowly and steadily improved. And on average, a meteorologist's predictions are 350% more accurate than they were just 25 years ago.